Aloha and welcome to Miriam's Meditations. I'm extremely pleased that you are here and so grateful that you are joining in our beginning of season two of our meditation and breath practice. With season two, we're adding something to our sadhana practice, and that is a group of sounds that are known as the sounds that heal. They originate from the tradition of Kashmir Shaivism, which is out of India, and they're very simple sounds that carry an enormous amount of resonance and power. And that resonance and power comes from our intention. If our intention is clear and open, then the sounds can do their work upon our energy field. And the breaths that we have learned so far are a support and container in which to release the vibrations that are being shaken loose by the sounds that heal. So we're creating a safe space with our meditation practice so that old patterns that were once useful but are no longer being used by us can be identified and moved through. So this doesn't necessarily mean you have to revisit the trauma that may have caused the emotion. It's often I've found in this practice that just doing the sounds creates an emotional tone or an emotional response, and it allows that to come to the surface and be released with a kind of grace and almost a kind of ease. Even though you might be feeling something very deeply, you're not re-traumatizing yourself. You're not having to revisit the action that caused the emotion. So it's a very clarifying practice. It's a very supporting practice, and it's very nourishing. So I'm really grateful that you are moving through this practice with me. We all carry our past, sort of like a turtle carries its shell. And we bring it along thinking that our thoughts about the past are a kind of protection for us. We're at home in our carapace. But the shell keeps out some subtle frequencies, subtle beauties, kindnesses that are trying to reach us, growth, our true magnificence. We're a diminished version of who we truly are. We don't usually recognize this until it falls away. For us, from the inside, the shell is just the way things are. But it's really just the way we think they are. And there are an infinity of ways to be in the world. We can choose a different way. One that allows us to be clearer, quieter within, receptive, soft, but also engaged, ready to meet the world, and accepting on a profound level that which is coming into being and presenting to us ourselves. So it's a quote making its way around the internet at this moment of great change in our world. And it's by Pema Chodron, who is a Buddhist nun who wrote a wonderful book called When Things Fall Apart. When Things Fall Apart is a fabulous piece of work, and she's a wonderful writer and explainer of the Buddhist perspective of life. And it goes like this. Things falling apart is a kind of testing, also a kind of healing. We think the point is to pass the test or overcome the problem. But the truth is that things don't really get solved. They come together and they fall apart. Then they come together again and fall apart again. It's just like that. The healing comes from letting there be room for all this to happen. Room for grief, room for relief, for misery, and for joy. Ours is a time of great change and upheaval, and it can be difficult or impossible to process it all. We may never know all the paths that are being written now, and it can overwhelm us. So we breathe, and we practice, and we sit with it all, and when we can't, we do the dishes, or we feed the dog, or we go out in the garden, or we go for a swim, or we do those things that nourish us. So I've written some things about the sounds that heal and posted them on my website, miriamsmeditations.com, and you're welcome to read those and connect with me if you have questions or comments about that. All right, so let's close our eyes. And begin to notice the breath in the body. And the practice of noticing the breath brings us to center and the moment that we are in. So as you are noticing your breath, also notice your emotional field. How are you feeling? What are you feeling? Is there anything that presents itself immediately? Just notice. In this beginning of the practice, this is an awareness of where we are, and taking stock of where we are in the beginning allows you to become aware of how you are changing, how you're holding your experiences, any growth that is happening, any epiphanies or recognitions, any new sense of calm or centeredness. Let your breath naturally lengthen and relax. Let your thoughts begin to calm down, so notice your mental field as well. This is your starting place. Any thoughts that arise, just let them flow through, like you're watching clouds on a summer day being scuttled along the sky by the wind. Oh, there's a thought. Oh, there's another thought. We tend to get involved with our thoughts and follow them along like a little train, one connected to the other, like little boxcars. But we can just let the train pass by without getting involved. A technique I have found that's helpful with calming my thoughts is to pretend the surface of the brain is very smooth, and to relax the scalp and let it be smooth. And maybe even let your ears droop down the sides of your head as though they could melt off like candle wax. And in this beginning moment, we'll think about grief for just a moment here as we begin. Maybe contacting your guide, your inner being, and letting them come to you as a comfort and a surround, letting you know that you are supported in all things, at all times, always. And we come to the awareness of grief because that's going to provide the foundation for this practice this morning. In this teaching, grief resides in the lungs, and that's appropriate because this is a breath practice that we begin with the lungs. So old resonances, even more fresh grief that has come upon you and is still with you, tends to be in the lungs. So if you have issues with your lungs or your breathing, it may be, in some part, due to resonances of grief that have not processed. You may not have been in a position as a child or a younger person. You may not have had the tools, or you maybe just got on with things. That's useful. The dog must be fed, the children must be clothed, the house must be swept, the work must be done. Sometimes we just put it off for another day. And perhaps that day could be today. This practice is also about opening to your own truth, yourself as the master and the master within. This is not the same as ego-driven mastery. This is true self-mastery. Grief responds to the element of metal, And our intention here is to release the grief. And in the spaces that are created, we breathe in joy. So setting an intention for the practice to recognize grief that may be residing still with us in the overall pattern and vibrational complement of our being, and to release it as much as possible with gentleness and ease. Recognizing this is not a process of negation, or that somehow this grief that resides with us is wrong or bad, simply is. And now, in our security and stability and our learning of how to practice, we are providing space in a container to identify it and release it. So, open your eyes now for a moment. I'm going to teach you the sound. And the sounds that healer practiced with the eyes open, because a lot of the energy that leaves the body leaves through the eyes. So you might pick a spot on the wall or in the distance that you can gaze upon. So you're not actively looking. You're just opening your eyes to provide a place for the grief to leave the body. So this is the sound for grief. It's just very simple. It's an S sound. So try that with me, just breathing in and making the sound. And as you do, you might tap on your lungs just very softly, breathing in and breathing out, making the S sound. Eyes open. All right, rest your hands. So there is a thing in yoga known as mudra. Mudra is a movement made with the hands. So the mudra that accompanies the sound goes like this. So you breathe in, and as you breathe in, you lift your arms and your hands, stretching your arms completely overhead, looking up, and your palms turn so that the palms are facing up and you're looking at the back of your hands. And then you make the sound. And your hands fall down to your lap. So it's one breath, arms up, and you turn your palms to face the sky, make the sound, and then arms fall down to your lap. All right, let's try that again together. Breathe in and breathe out. All right, breathe in, arms lift, palms turn to face the sky, eyes open, and make your sound. And your arms fall down to your lap. Again, breathing in, arms lift, palms turn to face the sky, eyes gaze up, and sound. And your arms fall down to your lap. All right, rest for a moment. Breathe in and breathe out. Notice your lungs. Notice the back of the body. Your lungs are three-dimensional. It's not just in the front of you. It's in the back of you, to the sides of you, the ribs of you. We're going to start with the sadhana. We'll do the sounds. We'll do the breaths that support this sound. The sound comes somewhere in the middle of the sadhana. And then we'll do some supporting breaths after it. Okay? All right. Get comfortable. Close your eyes. And bring the fingers of the right hand to the third eye. And we'll practice opening the third eye, uniting heart and mind. And we'll do alternate nostril breathing. So breathing in and out of the third eye. and begin spiraling to 36. 1, 2, 3, 4. Drawing spirals on the third eye. Breathing in and out of the third eye. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, breathing in and out. 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. Pause. Breathe in the third eye. Breathe out of the third eye. Right hand remains at the third eye. Left hand comes up to touch the heart. Heart, mind, uniting breath. Breathe in at your third eye. And exhale down into your heart. Breathe in again at the third eye. Collecting energy. And breathing that energetic substance down to the heart, surrendering the mind to the heart. Breathe in again at the third eye. And exhale down into your heart. Now breathe in at your heart. The breath rises, lifting to the third eye. And the falling back down to the heart as you exhale. Breathe in again at the heart. The breath lifts and rises, blending with the mind and exhaling that blended breath back down into your heart. Breathe in again at the heart. The breath rises as if on wings of a dove, blending, clarifying, exhaling, blended breath back down into the heart. Rest with your heart for just a moment. Left hand drops to your lap. Right hand remains at the third eye. Alternate nostril breathing. Breathe in both sides of the nose. And exhale both sides of the nose. Now close off with your thumb. Breathe in the left side only. Close off with your fingers. Lift up your thumb. Breathe out the right side only. Breathe in, same. Close off, lift up, breathe out. In, same. Close off and pause. Lift up yourself, breathe out. In, same. Close off, lift up, out other. In, same. Close off, out other. In, same. Out other. occupancy. Out other. In same. Let your hand drop to your lap and breathe out both. Now, I'm going to practice the sound that heals for grief. We'll do three grief sounds and then two cleansing. We'll do three more grief sounds and two cleansing. And we'll see where we are at that moment. And then we'll proceed with the rest of the sadhana. So recalling for a moment your guide and your support. And the releasing of the grief means moving with change and being present fully with life. All right. Hands ready, eyes open. Breathe in, lift up your arms, turn your palms toward the sky, and sound. And let your hands drop back down to your lap. Breathe in, arms come up, palms toward the sky, and sound. Inhale and exhale as your arms come down to your lap. Once more, breathe in, arms lift up, palms turn, look up, and sound. Inhale and exhale as your arms fall down to your lap. We'll do two cleansing breaths, eyes open, releasing. Breathe in, three puffs. Breathe in, cleanse. All right, round two, eyes still open, hands resting in your lap. Breathe in, arms lift, palms turn to face the sky, and sound. Inhale, exhale as your arms fall down to your lap. Inhale, lift, eyes open, and sound. Inhale, exhale, as your arms fall down to your lap. Once more, breathe in, arms lift, palms turn, and sound. Inhale, exhale, as your arms fall down to your lap. Eyes open and cleanse. And cleanse. Pause for a moment. Place your hands on your lungs. Recognize these newly cleansed spaces. And the sacred sound that heals for the cleansing of grief from the lungs. And enter this space we fill with a prayer. Lord, fill me with your compassion, light, comfort, goodness, and joy. Buoy me to new heights in loving and living. Thank you, God. Thank you. Amen. Your hands drop down to your lap. All right. Eyes open. Fingertips up at your lungs and tapping. Tapping. Breathing. Tapping. Loosening. Tapping. Dynamic. Powerful. Tapping. Tapping. Breathe in, tapping, tapping, tapping all over your breathing space, patting with your palms as you retain the breath, patting. Exhale, let it go. Breathe in, tapping, tapping all over the breathing space, tapping palms flat to pat as you retain the breath. And exhale, let it go. Eyes open and cleanse. Pause for a moment. Hands at your abdomen. One right hand over left. You can make a fist with your left hand if you want. Your hands could be at your lower abdomen for breath of fire, or if you prefer, right up under your rib cage at your diaphragm. Whichever feels more better for today. All right, we're going to practice breath of fire. Breathing in and out of the nostrils only. Four rounds to 25 to cleansing in between. Breathe in and breathe out to prepare. Eyes open. Breath of fire. Begin. Pause. Eyes open and cleanse. Again, cleanse. Hands at your abdomen. Breath of fire. Begin. Pause. Eyes open, palms up, and cleanse. Again, cleanse. Hands at your abdomen. Breath of fire. Begin. Pause, eyes open. Again, cleanse. Last round, breath of fire. Begin. Pause, eyes open, and cleanse. Once more. Your hands rest in your lap. Close your eyes. Breathe in and breathe out, a full and complete breath. Feeling those newly clarified spaces throughout your entire energy field. But especially in the cells of the lungs, our precious, beautiful lungs. Imagine them filled with light. And if you notice as you're breathing and recognizing your lung space, if there's anything that is ready to be clarified and moved out. Use the breath to find that space. Is there any dark energy that appears to you in a way that might be wanting to be purified or cleansed? Remember, there is nothing bad or wrong about any of this energy that is waiting. It's simply unprocessed energy. Energy you could not handle at the time, and it just waited. It was being stored. And now, here you are, powerful and learning new skills all the time to clarify and move into the fully into the present moment. Notice the lower lobes of the lungs are fresh with energy and prana, receiving oxygen, cleansing and clearing all the waste products of the body. Satisfying, nourishing. All right, two minor yogi exercises. Breathe in a full and complete breath. And as you breathe in, your arms arc into a prayer pose above your head. I am whole and perfect, even as my Mother, Father, God is whole and perfect within me. And exhale as your arms fall down to your lap. Inhale, arms arc into a prayer pose above your head. I call forth from the center of my being to the circumference of my being, my perfect blueprint of being. And exhale as your arms fall down to your lap. Recalling to mind your guidance. Noticing the place to which the breath has carried you. The breath purifies and clarifies us on all levels of our being, our physical being, filled with prana and light, our emotional being, fluid and clear, our mental being, flowing in the spacious present, our etheric being, that ephemeral, luminous, expansive, open, infinite. I am. I am, I am, I am. Your greater I am presence, step into that now. And call forward from your deepest knowing any grief that might be ready to be released in this moment. Recognizing it, blessing it. Releasing, becoming fluid. Let whatever is arising for you in this very moment be perfect for now. Your presence in this practice be a sacred awareness of your own guidance that has brought you to this knowing, to this circle of friends, to this support. You have all you need in each moment. This sacred breath, this holy practice, has been passed down through the ages. It is sacred wisdom. Expand your field and let yourself move out into your body of light, the field of light that surrounds you, all about you. And notice any patterns or frequencies. Notice any clarification. Different parts of your cocoon of light may have different experiences, so let your attention freely roam. And now in this moment, let yourself rest in the clarity, in the relief of the release. And working once again with your guide, or your inner being, ask for a symbol. Ask for a symbol that represents this pure and holy place to which you have been carried by your own intention, your willingness to be present, and your high level of skill with the energies. And let the symbol call for you an awareness of all that is being released and all that is being born in every moment, calibrating you to your own inner truth. And now reach out your hands and let this symbol be placed into your open palms. And then carry this into your heart, that you might remember it always, in those moments when you most need it. For you, clarified, beautiful one, you are the light of the world. And when you step out and walk amongst all of creation, especially among our fellow humanity, reaching and searching for these higher frequencies in which you are now immersed, you become a beacon of light, a symbol of hope. That which is new, which we are symboling even now. Each act of kindness multiplies kindness. Each heartfelt thought of compassion, especially for the difficult ones, especially for the difficult moments, adds exponentially to the compassion of the world. We are at choice about that which we are calling into being, and our hearts call out with innumerable others to create this light-filled, love-filled world. Let it begin with me. that holiness, that compassion, that awareness, and kindness, and reaching out the hand. It is enough. It is real. It is power. We've made a beautiful beginning together. And I witness in each of you your anointed heart, filled with light, peace, love, joy, and well-being. May you recognize this as your home of homes. All right, now we'll begin to come back from our meditation, recognizing again with gratitude and thanksgiving all of the circle of friends, our guides, our sacred breath, our body of light, our holy physical body, and all of its sheaths and layers. Recognizing the work you have done here is very powerful, so you may give yourself a few moments before you step back out into your ordinary life. And be careful as you move about. Objects may have shifted while in flight. Move your body. Deepen your breath. And open your eyes and look out on a fresh new world. And bring your hands together at your heart. Prayer pose. I bid you peace. Namaste. Mahalo for listening. Follow, rate, and review Miriam's Meditations on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, or wherever you're getting your podcasts. We share a new meditation each week. The breathwork presented here is cumulative, so if you're new to breathwork, please start at the beginning in Season 1, and you'll learn the fundamentals. You can find more information about my work and my blog at miriamsmeditations.com. That's miriamsmeditations.com. I welcome your comments. Write to me at contact@miriamsmeditations.com. Aloha, and have a beautiful day.